Hi, everyone. This is Carol West, President and CEO of the CSCB. It's Friday, and I'm sure you're looking forward to the weekend. But I wanted to give you something else to look forward to, and that's the CSCB Virtual National Conference next week, December 9, 10, and 11, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, from 1 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time each day. The conference is open to everyone, and our members, designates, and preferred business clients all benefit from a special fee. And it's a bargain, $75 for each day or $199 for all 3 days. There's three themes to the conference: financial, operational, and the closest we have to a crystal ball, our thoughts about the future. The overall theme of the conference is managing and planning in challenging times, critical information for Canada's international traders. We started the first day with preparing for the new release prior to payment regime. Everyone wants to know the latest about CARM and financial security, and here we have a day of information, a half day of information, that actually gives it to you. Our first session looks at the rules around release prior to payment security, because these will be different under CARM. I should also mention that on day one, we have some very distinguished presenters from the Canada Border Services Agency. In our session on CARM, we have Lisa Anawati, the Vice President of CARM, and Goran Vragovic, the Director General of CARM. And in the session on the Statement of Account Payment, we have Marc Séguin of Revenue Accounting and Reporting with CBSA, along with Valerie Cinnabon. Secondly, we're going to look at the Statement of Account Payment changes. This session recognizes that the timely and accurate allocation of payments has been a challenge for CBSA since the implementation of ARL. The pressure is on to clean up importer accounts and make the payment process more efficient. Our third session of the first day is about the importer bond marketplace and potential changes that will be taking place in the importer bond marketplace. Rather than waiting until 2022 under CARM, some brokers and importers are working together now to transition to the new scenario of direct importer security. And understanding the importer bond marketplace will help all parties with these preparations. Day two brings operational changes, issues, and concerns to the table. And we have a great agenda featuring a number of presenters from both government, CBSA, and other government agencies, as well as the private sector. Our first session looks at a variety of initiatives, including things like e-commerce, CLVS, e-house bill, cargo preclearance, CERS, and forced labor. The second session that day looks ahead and looks back on what we have done to respond to COVID, that is COVID-related initiatives. And finally, one of your favorite topics, IID Unresolved Challenges and PGA Perspectives, are the third topic on day two. This day, as I mentioned, features fantastic speakers from other government agencies as well as CBSA, and you won't want to miss it. Day three is the day we look ahead, and I'll be speaking with CBSA Vice President Peter Hill about his priorities for the future. That will include references to CBSA's roadmap and timeline. And finally, we've brought two experienced and thought-provoking speakers to our conference. This will provide you with takeaway tools, we hope, and thoughts about our current state and what comes next for both our people, our businesses, and indeed for our lives. You won't want to miss this, and you shouldn't miss it. So I'll look forward to seeing you there. Remember, December 9, 10, 11, 1 to 5 p.m. each day, and full registration information is on the CSCB website, cscb.ca. Stay well.